Hey. Okay. Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast. All that fun stuff, right? Before we get into today's normal episode, you'll get the intro and all that fun stuff again. We have a brand new song from the band Seat of Pain that we wanted to share. Kind of cool. We get to get, sometimes, you know, behind the scenes, we get sent songs sometimes to check out. Sometimes we get full records. That is so cool. It's really cool to hear. Don't come to us for the leaks. We keep that shit tight. This one, though, we got given permission to share. The song is called New Age of Chaos. It's off a 10-song LP that's coming out on Plead Your Case Records called Flesh, Steel, Victory. Only 500 pressed. 100 are going to be on an exclusive Triple B Records exclusive. So check that out. More importantly, really good song. This band keeps progressing. We've been fans from the start. Love what Plead Your Case is doing, and really love what Seat of Pain is doing. So check out New Age of Chaos. New Age of Chaos lives. Destabilizing, working dust in line. This one's a power. We've been built on our necks. Eliminating their control.
How you feel about that clap, Tom? God damn. Hello, Axe to Grind. It's a hardcore podcast. It's the hardcore podcast. It's the most important.
We're not allowed to say that word anymore, Patrick.
Which one? Oh, the one that
the one you said right before the
right
clap.
Off air. Yeah, of course. Is that true though? Or I heard it's coming back.
I mean, unfortunately, it's coming. It's rearing its ugly head.
So everybody, I'm on the pulse. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Tom.
And we have a special episode. It's going to be a lot of listening. But before we jump into that, let's do a little
other things for listening.
A little read.
Sponsors.
So shout out to our sponsors. Bob, you typically take the reins on introducing them, but I'm going to say I'm trying in 2020 to be appreciative. You know what I mean? And say, even when it's a business relationship and it's transactional and people are you know, I'm trying to say, yo, not everybody's got to fuck with me. If you fuck with me, I appreciate you. So shout out to our sponsors. I'm going to lead with Closed Casket Activities. Okay. Now, I am not the nerve center of anything. I don't know what everybody's talking about at all times. Right?
The nerve center of South Schenectady?
I'm the nerve center of...
Schenadley's.
Of the Schenectady Casino. Mm. Now, so I don't know what people are talking about, but I do know that I did not see enough talk about this Vamachara record. It's called Hereafter. Now, does that mean it's a sleeper? Does that mean that it's not getting talked about? No, it doesn't mean anything. It just means that I think this might be killing California right now, and I'm not seeing enough talk among my Northeast friends.
Sure.
So I want everybody to go check out this Vamachara record hereafter on closedcasketactivities.com.
EP. 12-inch EP, I believe.
It's got to be a 12-inch. Yes. I'd be shocked.
Yes, it is.
So it's sold through the metallic gold, but there's still colors available. Oh, they're very vibrant colors. They're wild colors. And yeah, it's six songs. And I urge everybody to go check this out. A lot of people were excited about Vamachara out the gate, and I think they would be equally impressed with this record. So if you haven't checked it out, do so. And if you have been on the fence, now is your time to use the promo code
Axe to Grind.
And you're gonna spell it out.
Yes, you will
you
spell
didn't,
it out.
You didn't give me the prompt.
Sorry.
You just pointed out.
This is not my lane.
He's not good at this. We've done this like 110 times by this point.
I do. You know what, though? It's like when you have the 15-year-old and they want to drive. You want to take them out for driving lessons. So
drive
when they hit the curb, sometimes you let them do it.
Yeah.
So
what are we going to do?
You did a good job.
Holding on to the holy shit job, handle, making sure.
Yeah. So, Closed Casket Activities, go check it out. Was that not good? He's giving the old man a head shake. Yeah. We're about to launch into something here.
I mean, like, you give Eric Wilson shit for not being a great promo. Yeah.
You think that's not great promo?
You did a very good job. You tried to make it personal.
Did an okay job. Very good? Did we say very good?
No, not very good. You know what? Don't oversell
it. Been,
okay.
I've been actually fearful for him because he's been more self-critical over the last, say, month than I've heard him in a long time. I'm not liking it, to be honest.
His
I
age
need
minus
a little bit.
30 days to get to that point.
Wow.
I know, yeah. He hit 58 and he started doubting himself.
If that was like a wrestling promo, Mean Gene would not be stoked.
Mean Gene would have done the cold look into the camera and go, well, all right.
Yeah, that was equivalent to when the guy was like, so you got jumped last week, and the guy starts off his promo and goes, yep. Everyone look up the Jeff Farmer promo.
Mm.
It's fucking incredible. The dude is horrible.
Let's jump everyone on the podcast into Team Run for Cover.
Yes.
The Run for Cover Records click.
Is that what they wrestle under? Okay, that's
what they do. Jeff wears a mask.
Oh, no shit.
He does, yeah. And he tells everyone to suck it. It's weird.
Tom is his tag team partner.
Sure.
But then you have Dane, Taylor running in from the back, big chairs, the whole thing.
Yes.
They're bringing chairs and like those Singapore canes that became of, they started using them after that kid got caught doing graffiti in Singapore.
Holy shit.
Do you remember that?
Is that true?
Do you remember that?
I remember the incident, but did any of the wrestling units...
ECW almost immediately started using
canes.
The Singapore cane on people. And they're not gimmicked, apparently, so they fucking hurt.
Okay, so it's rare that people tell me something that I love, right?
Do you love this?
I love that.
Look up Sandman versus Tommy Dreamer. You can see the welt is brutal. So we're back in Run for Cover.
Yes.
One of my favorite records... My two favorite records that Jeff has released so far, present company clearly excluded.
Thank you so much.
Is the Tiger's Jaw record.
Mm-hmm.
The self-titled.
You've been backing that for 20 years.
Fucking love it. I was at the show with End of the Year in a house in Brooklyn where you said all those mean things about people, apparently.
Yes.
Infamous.
Butcher. Angel of Death. My other favorite record that Jeff has put out is Promise Everything by Basement. I feel like this is kind of... Huh?
What a pretty record.
Beautiful. It's so well done. They are popular, so I'm not really giving them any shine that they don't already have, but they could be bigger.
Well, and as we kind of pre-production talked, I think there might be a segment of listenership in the Axe to Grind community who low rates Basement or just hasn't heard it. If you like Fiddlehead... Go back and listen to these Basement records because you'll find elements of it that you like.
And
they're not the same band. They're not all the same songwriters.
No.
But Basement and Fiddlehead going on a tour together wouldn't be weird.
I mean, they did a run or a couple shows at least a title fight towards the end of Title Fights ran.
Yep.
Made total sense. Watching videos of Basement from Sound and Fury.
Really good reaction. Really good.
Huge reaction.
People love this band. In some ways, I don't want to say precursor to Turnover because that's not exactly true, right? But like, in getting this type of music to a different audience, I think Basement has been as influential as really most.
Yeah. They're a step below Title Fight, but everything else.
Yeah. And I think that it's kind of, it's weird what happens to bands when they are still popular, but they're just not being talked about right this second. I think people sometimes take that, they internalize that and think, oh, maybe that means people don't like it. No, fam. No. People fucking like it.
Music isn't linear. It isn't always just the new. This is a really good band, and these records might be new to you, so you should definitely check them out. There's a reason they opened for Weezer and the Pixies on a stadium tour.
Yeah, because Drug Church turned it down.
Yeah, right. They played the Garden.
They did play the Garden. They
played the goddamn Garden.
I went to a Knicks game like the week before they played there.
And it was like on the, yeah, it was like
on the Jumbotron. I took pictures of Easton in front
of
it.
TV on the radio. Fucking yeah, Pixies, right. And that's pretty fucking wild.
So you're going to want to go to runforcoverrecords.com, enter the promo code
X to grind.
And Tom, what are you going to want to do with that?
Spell it out.
It's all a fact, yeah.
Like the cartoon says.
That's how you do it.
All true. Let's get into some shit. We're going to listen to music today?
Yeah, and we're going to do it sort of in a different fashion.
Tell me about it.
So we're going to do it the way you would listen to it live, which is where you're going to play the music. This is the Every Winter is Cold, a New England hardcore compilation released by our buddies over at Atomic Action Records. Why are we doing this? It's a fucking cool comp. Two, from a cool comp, you can hear cool new bands that you're not familiar with. Three, hey, exactly this week, 2 years ago, we did this with the Triple B America's Hardcore comp.
Yep.
Kind of cool. That one, we paused. We did something. It was kind of more like a precursor to our listening parties.
Mm-hmm. I was wearing a balaclava.
That's
you
true.
Were. It was a nice day. That Trapped in Rice song still bangs.
Yes.
So we want to do this, do some discovery. We're going to just kind of play it straight through. We're going to talk over it, talk about what we like. We might pause here and there, but it's kind of going to be a run through.
Yeah, imagine that you're driving in the car with your friends and the CD player will only play straight. You can't skip.
Yeah, what are those phone games that is it that you just run and the you don't stop running?
Endless Runners.
Like Endless Runners games. Is that the name?
That's the genre.
The genre, I figured. So it's like that. So that's going to be the way this goes. We are going to allow you to hit the pause button. Do we want to kind of build in some sort of game that we play while we're listening? That's always fun. On the census episode, when we started doing the Price is Right, ooh.
So we can't do it with, is this going to be fast or not? Because I imagine that at least 2/3 are going to be fast.
I think a lot is going to be fast or not.
And we know a lot of this.
We know a good handful.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's hard. So we might have to make up a game on the fly. Can I? I don't want to prejudice anybody against this. I don't think that I'm going to because we like so many of these bands, and I'm sure this is well done. I hate this comp name. I don't like it.
Well, because you don't like winter.
I hate winter, and it prejudices me against this shit.
Yeah, every winter is cold, though. It's an accurate description. It's like, have you been to honestly, right? Think about this. If you're in New England, the same thing is saying the way it is, New York hardcore comp.
Yes.
The way it is in New England.
It's cold.
Every winter is cold.
But straight up, like sometimes, like there's movies that I love that take place in winter, but sometimes I'll see a movie takes place in winter, and I'll be like, I don't want to fuck with this today. That's how strongly I feel about winter.
All right. We're doing some over-unders. How many mosh parts?
Okay.
There are 18 songs.
16.
22.
Wow.
I'm going to go, I'll go 14.
If they repeat, does it count for two?
That's tough.
Let's make the ruling right now.
I'm going yes.
Okay. So I'm saying 22.
All right. We'll do repeats.
I got to love 14. when players have catches with kids in the stands. Yeah. Like J.J. Watt having a catch with kids in. That, you're making that kid's fucking. That kid will never forget that.
Yeah, but he's court ordered.
Yeah. No, he's not.
J.J. Watt, no, this is part of his release.
Yeah.
From where? He's a nice dude.
That was, you know how what he was saying about the thing that did the thing before we got on the air? That was J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt did that shit.
All right, so we got our over under our mosh parts. How many songs will be very fast, which we're going to find as faster than...
Like PV fast?
Not quite PV, but faster than like negative approach speed hardcore. Like,
I'm going to say 8.
Okay. I'm going to go with 5.
Are you writing these down?
Yep.
All right.
How many songs total?
18.
Fuck.
I said 5.
You said 5?
I said 5. We're saying very fast.
Okay. I'll go 10.
Okay. Well, you went high, okay.
I did. I don't think that'll do it, but whatever.
How many songs that we could consider non-core?
Two.
One.
I'm going to say three.
Have you cheated already?
No. I'm just. I mean, if you notice, I'm going either over or under the whole number. Give me something else to throw out here. How many bands will we have never heard before? Never heard.
Out of 18, I'm going to go fucking.
And I read you the name, so we're all even.
Say seven.
Okay.
I'll say nine, just to be sure.
Okay.
I'm going to say six. Just so I guess. Seven. Tom nine. Bob six. Okay. All right. Those are our over-unders. Anything else we want to listen for?
No, I think that's good.
It's pretty good. Maybe I'll throw something out.
Yeah, we'll see where we go. As we go. All right. I will throw out the name of the band and the song as we start. If you need to stop, just voice it. Let's make sure our audio's there.
Let's do it.
Every Winter is Cold, a New England hardcore compilation, Atomic Action Records.
Available on vinyl.
Yes, everyone should go to atomicactionrecords.com or Death Wish Inc. or Run for Cover. Check for the comp because it's great. Buy this record. It's really good. Let's listen. Pummel, the song is Shell Shock.
Okay, so I think that I kind of low-rated Pummel in our listening party, or at least that's how it felt on listen back. But I should say...
This is a mosh part, by the way.
No.
You can fucking two-step to this.
Two-step's a different thing. Different. What are we talking about?
I mean, we're talking about
fucking... This isn't a breakdown. We're talking breakdown.
Yeah, we need a breakdown. What, you look appalled.
Wait, the fucking...
Tom just looked like mad.
He just realized he had a high number on that over-under.
This is a mosh. No. You can definitely like...
All right. It's,
no.
What? Tom just moshed to demonstrate that you could mosh to this.
So, Tom, when we listened to Pummel before, you made a comparison to the dude's vocal sounding like Mental, like Greg from Mental. They sound so much more like it right here to me.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Fast part.
Let's see. No. Let's see where this is going. Oh, so here's the more two-steppy part, but I'm still not calling this a mosh part.
I wouldn't call this a mosh part at all. Tom, can I crowd kill you guys, my dude?
You want the fucking beat down. You release strictly fucking ignorant music.
No, this is stomping, but it's not the mosh part.
There will be a
mosh
part.
I'm with this.
We've got enough time. If you don't think there's a kid in a fucking...
I'm sure many people can dance to this.
Hold on.
Look.
Build up?
Yeah, not yet.
Ooh.
Okay.
There we go. One. We're at one mosh part.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Yo, this is my favorite Pummel track.
This song's fucking dope.
I do like this a lot, actually.
Is it? This is different. This is not on the 7-inch.
I don't believe so. Probably a different recording technique. No very fast parts on this song. Strictly hardcore. Yo, really good. Makes me want to hear the whole 7-inch more so than I had before. And we've all heard Pummel before, so they're not and never heard. This is Restraining Order, Stuck in the Loop.
Restraining Order, hot right now.
Not LP.
It's hot.
Not faster than Negative Approach.
No.
Oh,
this is Negative Approach speed.
This is Negative Approach speed. That's true. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we've said it a million times. They thread the needle of sounding like old Boston without sounding too cosplay.
Yeah.
No, actually, it sounds so much less cosplay than
so much. And stuff that we acknowledge is like, yo, this is good. This is great because it's not cosplay.
Yo, I don't know how many. Alright, let me just fucking throw something up here.
Wow.
No, teased it. No mosh part.
Do you have any idea how old this kid was?
Late 20s. All right.
Because I think
No mosh, no fast.
Yep.
Because they did less cosplay than some of the older shit that we listened to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Holy Hands. Join in.
This
singing
hardcore?
Melodic. I don't think so. We gotta see the whole song structure. Could be though.
Wow. What's this called?
Holy Hands. Very late 90s to me.
It's not good.
Yes.
I think this is an encore.
This is cool. He's got like a Geeve flair to his voice.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, this reminds me of Blood Red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, yeah, you're right. Okay.
So yeah, Capital's too hard for him.
You went Long Island. I was thinking somewhere in like Orange County.
I can
like, you know, like not Far Side or Game Face or something, but something that could play with those games. Yeah, Noncore. Ooh, you guys are gonna like this. This song's a minute and 46 second song, long with this sound.
Love
awesome.
It.
It's great. Well, I like this a lot.
Singy, but not.
Very Tommy Corrigan.
What's that?
Very Tommy Corrigan.
Very Tommy Corrigan, but I'm also wondering what the. So I think that there's probably a younger influence that I'm not registering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
But I'm hearing those late 90s, like, punk indie, posty kind of stuff. But then flares of, like, yeah, but I also am young enough that what I liked back then was, like, alt music. You know what I mean? Which is where I think a lot of people in my age range end up.
So, if you were really into the first brand new record,
you know what this sounds like? It's Crime Stereo.
Early. And we're gonna take a stop right there.
Like, Crime Stereo mid-period.
You know
right,
what?
Trouble Stateside.
No disrespect to Crime and Stereo, who I always thought cool dudes. I like this more than I liked the Crime and Stereo stuff that I've been exposed to.
Why? And is it because of production?
That might be.
Because I think this had a little bit more of a...
Dirty.
Just a little bit not as produced, clean.
This was a demo studio.
Yeah, yeah. Which I actually, for a lot of that sound, catch me at the demo studio with the sound.
There's certain types of fast hardcore and there's certain types of melodic hardcore that benefit just fine from a demo studio. You know what
100%.
I mean? Like, just fine. 100%. So for those of you that like don't like, there's something crushing about spending fucking $2,000. I get it. $2,000 would crush me right now. But you can get a great recording for fucking $500 if you are a certain type of band. So bear it in mind.
Okay, so first three songs, we are at a count of one mosh part. One non-core band, and none of us had heard Holy Hands before.
I really like it, though.
So that's three there. All right, next track is Burden. The song title is Divided.
God, that's like a creepy hit right there.
Holy Hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crept into my life.
Feeling kind of street punk to me.
Yeah.
What's this one called again?
The band's name is Burden.
I'm behind
the song is Divided.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This isn't non-core as we define it.
But
it's not hardcore.
Yeah.
Are we going to call it non-core or not? If it has a mosh part, we'll call it hardcore. If it doesn't, we'll call it non-core. Punk is fucked, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
This singer definitely wears a flight jacket while he sings.
Oh, that'd be great. Especially when it's cold in the winter. Like it is every winter. In New England.
God. Wish I could have named this anything else. Like, you know, a day on the beach, fucking chilling.
What if the band Fuck on the Beach was the best band in the world?
You know?
I thought we were going to get a little, like, skin mosh right there.
Yeah, Tom's excited for the mosh parts. He knows he put the over on this.
Yeah, I did. Although I still have hope for, like, Antagonize and Free might have too.
Yeah. You're going to have to hope for Free's homage to Bulldoze to get the mosh parts you need.
Okay, so this is, mid-tempo punk-oi?
Yeah, oi.
And done well. I have no complaints. Here's my only issue. I don't ever love this live.
You have to have an enthralled and passionate audience.
Yeah.
And you can't have all this tempo. You have to have some stuff where people are getting involved.
But I think...
Nope. Ooh, but I like that turn. Nice guitar, yeah. I've heard of Burden, but I hadn't heard them.
Wow.
Tom, ever hear him?
Yeah, okay. Oh, Skinhead's watching this part?
No, but you might get a couple of those weird, like, maybe you get some skin birds just like slow skanking.
Was it?
No. He's trying to get some more mosh.
He's trying to trick us into mosh into saying, yeah, you could technically mosh through. I could technically mosh to the reading of the
rip. You're skanking. Slow skank though. Too slow for it to be aggressive. This is the slow song on the set list where you're letting people relax for a second. And the next one, it's like big anthemic, like boom. This is it. Okay, next song is by the band Kind, and the song is Undefeated. I think we're getting a mosh part here.
Fast and mosh.
Nothing's been very fast yet.
No. Burton was driving music to me. That's where I enjoy.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That. That's what I want to hear.
Kids are moshing this part. We're not going to call it a mosh.
What's up with you in the moshing? It really
stretches.
Have
you been to a show? You fuck.
You know. Yes.
So this part's harder to mosh.
The kid that we all dislike is doing circles right now. Yes, it's true.
This posse number is a bunch of kids in fucking small size shirts. Are they?
Yes.
Oh. Mosh.
I'm going to give you a mosh part.
Yeah, this is a mosh part.
This is a mosh part.
There's no.
You got the rumble. You got the rumble.
To me, this is just a heavier two-step.
This is a get low. This is a get low because that rumble drum at the beginning there. And now you're getting back out to a two-step skank part here.
This is a. I mean, we could give this the mosh if you don't want to give the other thing a mosh.
I'm giving that part.
It's all two-step.
I gave that part with
mosh. That's not mosh. That's dance.
Oh, give me a break.
There's the. There was enough that was there with that drums. There was like a break.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
This is post in my eyes.
It is, but it's more moshy. Like, it's more chunky in the sound.
Don't
it's not quite as fast. It's not as fast. It's not as fast as in my eyes musically.
It's carry on in my eyes.
Okay.
Amalgam.
Yeah. Vocally, I can hear the carry on too. He sounds like a very young person.
Is this Kind Crew?
Yeah. Well, Kind. Yeah. They, well, it's. I think Kind Crew is like.
I thought
the band
that's
kind
of called. Maybe,
but like, it's like when there was Team Carry On. They weren't really Team Carry On. They made some stickers.
Play professional football. Oh, yo, I love
a little bit of battery in the vocal.
I love rambling vocals.
Yeah,
if you put in more than you're supposed to, respect.
Never heard it.
Never heard it. Call that band. Yeah, this is Corrode. The song is Security.
Fast.
Faster than Negative Approach.
This is very fast.
There's gonna be a mosh part.
I think there is too.
Like a Neanderthal. Like,
oh, this is cool. The blown out drums are doing it for me.
Oh,
there it goes. Here comes the mosh.
Oh, I like it when the bass amp appears to be totally blown.
Are we counting this as a mosh part?
I wouldn't count.
I don't think so. I thought I was about to, and it didn't.
No, yeah.
No mosh.
So
very
far,
fast.
Been impressed. And also impressed with the range of different sounds. Yeah. This is Vantage Point. The song is Of 12.
It's a pretty good comp so far.
Very good.
I'm feeling it.
Good mix.
What kind of a heel turn would it be if the next free record was beat down?
Late 90s Houston?
Yes, but it's the tempo's sort of like the guitar. What's going on? Here we go.
Now, you jump in the gun. I see you getting excited for dance ball.
I think they're going to do this back reprieve and then a little tease to this part again into a mosh. We're getting a mosh part in the song. I like the repeated vocal if it sounds good like that.
Do I hear the youth crew that Tom's referring to through a Have Heart Lens?
You can hear that a little bit. A little bit. There's also... Yeah, you can hear that. Yeah, I'm hearing youth crew in the bass kind of sound. Like... Late 90s youth crew kind of stuff. Oh, here we go.
Tom's ready to jump out saying that somebody could conceivably somewhere in the world mosh to this.
Is this the mosh where the dude's kind of like both legs are together?
Yes.
And they're jumping back and forth like this with the like windmill, back and forth windmill like this, and they're like popping.
I think that's too aggressive for this.
But it's slow, and it's a one minute.
Yeah, it is slow. Yeah.
I'm elements of melody, but not melodic hardcore.
That's a half heart lyric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The the city I once knew as hell. Dan, dan. It's no garden. I can find myself. Whatever.
No, oh, the, no mosh part.
No. It's from Boston's.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, where he goes, we built this city on rock.
Non-core.
And, okay, what are we
Jinx. Got? The song is Waste of Time. The band is Jinx. Non-core for sure. It'd have to take a real extreme
I was going
to
say,
turn.
We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, just
might
blast, not have much for it. A blast beat.
Yeah. Not a guess Jinx would sound like this. I would think it would be funny, heard. Like, locking out.
Yes. Based on that name, for sure.
I mean, you could definitely mosh this.
Drug Church mosh to this.
Yes.
Dude, this is drug. I mean,
this should be playing with Drug Church. Request them. Tell Price they got to play your Rhode Island show.
Oh. Is there some Bay in this?
Say that again?
Is there some East Bay in this?
In that vocal?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. Playing the edge between mid-90s alt and East Bay punk.
Yeah.
I love that tone right here.
That's also where I'm hearing the Bay, though. That's like...
Yes. Yeah.
I'm in it.
Understated drums, but it's allowing the guitars to kind of shine.
This reminds me of a band of Jawbreakers era that would have called Jawbreaker Posers.
Agree. Like maybe Fistfight Jawbreaker.
Say they were going to Fistfight Jawbreaker and then at the show be like, he wasn't worth it.
Right. Then you show up and you go, wow, Blake's a big dude.
Yeah. Mean mugging, right? Yeah. So I like the songs. So far.
Yeah.
This part is a make or break in just in terms of from here out, do they need this part or could they trim that, kept it a 2 minute song?
Yeah, if there's not a heavy mosh part, I'm out.
Give me a very slight Make Do and Men vibe.
Okay. Wow.
I love Make Do.
I know you do. And I was going to call that a deep cut, but it's really not at all. People love that band.
Band's
great. It just became like a thing where they put out a record people didn't like, and people are like, oh.
Yeah, I never. Yeah, they're fucking great.
All right. The next band is...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah. Boiling Point. The song title is No Hope.
Is it going to be fast?
How fast?
Not fast enough.
Fast and Negative Approach.
Maybe not on this track. This sounds Negative Approach speed right in there. Yep. If we don't get a mock heart on that,
vocals are weird for me.
Weird? Yeah. Feels almost halfway between the more like hardcore skinhead hardcore sound. Yeah. And straight like 82 hardcore. I would have thought with a name like Boiling Point it would have been way faster, but oh weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that like intentionally gimmicky roll is very yuppie side, despite the fact that this doesn't sound like yuppie side.
Right. Like it's just a choice they would have made.
Yes, for sure. And actually, so check this out. This song's getting more memorable by the second.
Oh, that was so close to bringing into a mosh part. I could feel it.
I prefer this, honestly, and I never say that. What the fuck is this? I like this.
Boiling Point. No Hope.
Boiling Point, a band whose name is repellent to me.
Yeah. This is a little band called Drop Dead. You guys had not heard Boiling Point before, that Boiling
Point. I had not.
All right, we've all heard Drop Dead before, but this is the song is called Hatred Burning. Drop Dead giving us mid-tempo.
I was going to say, what are the odds that Drop Dead would give us mid-tempo? Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, there's one.
I'm counting this as faster than Megan Shrug.
For sure. So.
Yep. Blasting. Best new Drop Dead song I've heard in 10 years. Okay.
I think there might be some rules lawyering on that particular stick to statement.
Mosh part.
Mosh part. We'll give it to you. It had enough of a build up on count. That's fast. All right.
Cool.
This is a band, Peace Test. The song is titled Fixed. I saw them. I actually heard them the other day from Providence, Rhode Island.
You count this as mosh?
You don't count this as mosh?
Not as a mosh part.
I can't swing my arms to this. What is this?
It's, I will be honest, it's hard for Tom in this category because in the context of a 7-inch, this could have been coming off another song that kind of ends and leads right into that, and that would have been like a mosh tro.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That's cool.
I like this more than what I had heard the other day.
Yeah, there was a period where Albany bands were trying this and were terrible at it. This is way better.
So the vocals on this, I prefer to the vocals on Boiling Point. It's like a little harder, but it's just his enunciation's a little deeper. It's cool. That part sounded like he said, "Get your fucking Segway."
Right, cool.
I thought he said eat your fucking chocolate, so he's
still. Mosh part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, can you begrudgingly give me the mosh part?
Hey, you know, honestly, I wasn't ready to give it to you until that second bass came in, or that second bass line came in, and I was like, okay, I guess they're gonna do this. It's it, they're in.
She bastard with the fucking mosh.
I know. Give the moshtro what he wants.
I mean, he's got more experience with mosh than I do, and sure. I still am being a little
stingy.
Pretentious.
The band is Spring. The band is Springtide. The song is Failure Face. Feeling non-Corey.
Well, I think we're also the name is a little.
Yes, both.
Nope.
Not non-Corey.
No, not non-Corey.
The resurrection of metallic hardcore is going
alive. Yeah. Oh, good little second vocal there.
The
get them on tour with One Step Closer immediately. There's going to be a groove mosh part that I'm going to argue with Pat about.
Yep,
I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming.
When we talk about kind of the transition period of bands, maybe like Turning Point or maybe like Justice League, they typically had this song. You know what I mean? Like, this was in the middle point for a lot of bands.
Yes. Did you ever read the Avengers The Crossing story?
I don't think so.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Peak 90s, young Tony Stark is brought in, and old Tony Stark turns evil, and everyone gets new costumes. It's really wild. Like, Thor's got a wild costume. Scarlet Witch has a new... It's like they tried to rebrand as an image book, basically.
Yeah. Do you remember the Thunderstrike era of Thor where he's wearing like a fucking vest?
Eric Masterson. Of
yes.
course.
I think
me
that
too.
A lot.
I actually loved the melodic flourishes at the end. I wish that we had kind of gotten chock full of that instead of just a titty taste.
Springtide, yeah. Another one who's on the Never Heard.
Springtide?
Springtide.
I don't like that.
Springtide
like
and Blind?
Yeah,
you can't be mad about Springtide and Every Winter is Cold. Springtide sounds nice. It's new waves coming.
I'll take a new flavor of Tide.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Tide Pod Boy over here.
This is not going to satisfy either of you. Mm. You're going to say, oh, come on, you pretentious fuck. I only like summer. That's it. I don't like any of these other holidays or any of these other seasons.
I'm not opposed
seasons.
To
fuck
that
them.
At this point.
Spring?
Spring
all
is okay in certain areas.
It's not winter. That's all you can say.
I'm a Spring hater.
Okay,
let me be honest with this. Spring often gets given this like, oh, flowery, it's so nice. No, it's fucking mud bowl.
Mud.
It sucks.
Mud.
You might still have snow. You might get fucking like the remnants of black March snow. It sucks.
Oh,
it sucks. Overrated.
Yo,
no good holidays. No, you can't be outside and have a nice time. Lots of rain.
Our listeners in Southern California are not going to understand this.
No.
There's a period that makes no sense in the Northeast where it
Smarch.
Is where it's been above freezing for days, and there's still this disgusting, highly compacted snow on the side of the road for
Black
sometimes
March
weeks.
Snow. Yes,
it's terrible.
And that's a phenomenon. More the further north you get, the more that you get. So
butthole.
All right. Speaking of it, let's get to free.
Speaking of butthole.
Let's do it. They're our friends. So
this song is
it,
called Welcome to Jersey Mike's. No, it's called
Jersey Mike gift card.
Free Matt M.A. Flex. And I believe they said that the song has no less than 7 mosh parts. So
Coming back. I'm coming back.
You're cooked. You're done.
Let's go.
I can mosh this.
Free is way moshier than anybody gives it credit.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a hard band, honestly.
Still a band.
We should still be a band.
Roll
better
mosh.
Than Havhart. Fuck everybody. What, is this your idea of a mosh?
Hold on. Let's see where they go with it.
You've never moshed anything like this in your life.
Bob has.
I have.
But you, what? Not mosh.
No, you go back and forth. The problem is, though, if you know that part's coming, you don't.
No.
It depends on where it went. Like so many things. Judge.
Tom really wants these moshes. I mean,
ooh.
This is going to have at least one.
Already had.
Up.
Up.
Two-step part. Distinctly
okay?
Two-step. No.
It does. Here.
It's a fucking mock part.
It's a mock part. There. This part.
I think we're trying to give this to Tom. Okay.
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to win.
You might win.
But it's very... Yes, I'm winning. I'm winning that. Ooh, I'm going to win. I think I might sweep.
Okay, I know this song. I like this song. I know this coda right here.
I'm telling you, the Pat Flynn heel turn to beat down, it'd be funny. It'd just be funny. Why not? That's funnier than a lot of other funny beatdown shit. All right, this is the band Darklands from the West Wing of My Mansion.
I like everything about this.
Non-core.
You know Rich Caccioni? He was in When Meets the Fire from Long Island originally.
Oh, okay.
Lived out in the Bay Area for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
shout out Rich.
Yeah.
You would know him. Great guy. He's in this. I feel like other luminaries are in.
I think Jim Connolly might have been in this, yeah.
I mean, non-core.
Non-core, yep. Yeah. Sebado core.
Could be on, it could be on my so-called life soundtrack.
I was going to say, like, early Verge records.
Yeah, maybe open for Sunny Day Real Estate. Oh, this is good. Sebado is a good reference. Guitars are just fuzzy enough, you know what I mean?
Yes. This is a fine line to walk. I think they're doing a good job, but it's a fine line to walk of feeling really, to my ear, way too old.
The vocals, to me, separate it from being like, I don't want this to be Dino Jr. worship. And the vocals pull it out. I think there's a warmth from younger people to music that's like this.
I bet there is. I can't see through their eyes, but I bet you're right. I just, when I hear this, it's like a dance between, oh, wait, were you guys actually old enough to be listening to this on college radio? Because if so, that's wild. And you might be. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think might be. I think they're doing a good job at it.
Yeah, I agree.
Could you do the South Park goth kid dance to this? And can we count that as a mosh part?
Tom will count any goddamn thing as a mosh part.
If you it's a lot of push.
Push monsters.
You ain't never been into my bloody Valentine pit.
That's a fact.
I like the mix overall of music on this a lot. What a cool mix. All right, the next song is by the band Wound Man, News to Me.
Okay.
I'm going to say fast.
I'm going to say very fast.
Kwame for sure. Bad hat,
Harry. I think he's from New Brunswick, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the name.
But you know what? If I think the band is fast, let's see. We might just get a stomper.
Not fast, negative approach.
No.
No. So if we get a large part of the song that's a blaster, we count it.
Yeah.
No, this isn't good. Yeah, and this isn't going to get that.
Unless it's like, if there's a blast at the very end.
Yeah, we don't count it. It's got to, you got to get 60% or better. 50-50 we can discuss. I like that it's speeding. I like the tempo speeding up a little bit, slowly.
It's dogs with hanker, like with neck,
yeah,
handkerchiefs marching.
Oh, circling.
Yeah.
But what kind of dog? Pinchers?
Golden Retriever.
And that's soft mosh bark. Too fluffy. What kind of dog would you like to picture moshing?
A pug with a missing a leg. Did any of the like generation era fucked up? Did that remind you of that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. The song up, generations.
Yes, like, yes. Yep. When the because when Fucked Up was a hardcore band, granted they always had like a little bit more clever guitar stuff going on even then, but like it's not terribly far off.
No, I agree with that. All right, this one is Antagonize.
So that comp was named after a Fucked Up song?
No, but it was around the same time.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Antagonize, Land of Dreams.
Really good Fucked Up song, by the way.
Is it?
Very good.
It is a very good Fucked Up song.
It's a stomper just like that song, but it's just got enough going on. And it just, when you hear it, it's like, oh. To me, it's got a similar feeling to how when you hear Turnstile, the real thing, you're like, oh, this is an instant classic. Like,
you know,
oh,
what's okay. Interesting, though, is that the rumor was that that was like their effort to be stupid, right? Like that song was that was like an effort to be placating and like whatever.
Yeah, just,
and,
here you go.
And what's funny about that is that sometimes when you're trying to be appeasing as almost a gag, you end up making some of your best work.
Sure. Yeah,
it's funny how that works. That you're like, oh fuck it, let's just.
You ever take your advice on that, or no?
I never take my own advice.
Antagonize, Land of Dreams. Let's mosh.
Sam, I'm begging. Three mosh parts.
Three mosh parts.
Come on, Bedard, come through for me, buddy.
You need. Oh god. You need about 10 mosh parts through the rest of this to get close to winning.
That's mosh does.
But it's too weird. We're going to deduct the mosh part from the comp because it's so weird.
My mosh?
It was really weird. It was like, it was salsa mosh.
It was a bit. Yo, I learned something about Thompson.
Mm.
I thought I could rely on him. Thought you'd be for me in a pinch. You're the kind of motherfucker that leaves chips in the salsa.
Oh, I didn't realize.
There was a stray salsa
that was
chip.
Not
in
that.
Yeah.
What do you call that? A shark? Salsa shark? Ooh, like this.
Good.
So the thing I've said about the Antagonize LP, and I'll say it about this song, is that I think they're able to, in a different way than Bane did, utilize a strong and unique vocalist on the tracks. And I also think this and the LP are such a huge step over the Antagonize demo. I'm, like, impressed by it.
Ooh. That's a mosh.
We're pounding it.
That's a mosh.
Congratulations, Tom. You've got a mosh part. I like this part quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Cool. The next song?
I dig that.
By the band Anxious, Stony Brook.
I'm going to say No Mosh.
Yeah, No Mosh.
Who knows?
Maybe Noncore.
You probably have heard this song. This is Noncore. This was recorded the same weekend in the same studio as their Live on Axe Grind session.
No shit. Do you ever wonder how much abolition snuck in?
Through the back door?
Yeah. Like, wait, I mean, back door, but like...
Yeah, because people who just heard this are going to be, wait, who, what?
Yeah.
You're talking about that during this song?
But like, when I think of like... like Amber Inn or something like that, like something that was being called emo at the time, but was more aggressive.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Anxious ever heard that shit in their lives, but... It's that type of... Oh, did it creep in?
Right. Through weird side doors, really. Yeah, I really like this band, and this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. Mostly for this part. Let's see. Oh. Oh, it already went through. Wow.
And not a single mosh part.
Tom is not even engaging on it.
I'm hurt grading.
He's gonna shake his hand.
The final song, Brother, and
the
song is called
What the fuck?
Title. Title like the failed music company, or like Waves and stuff. God, I can't wait to give you guys the results. Depending on where this goes, this is pretty stompy. This is Mostro with Jace.
I don't want to hurt Pat's fucking Victorian sensibilities. Say it's a mosh part.
If everything's a mosh part, nothing's a mosh part, Tom.
In a world of nails.
Exactly.
Throw the hammers.
So did you hear the thing about this guy? The quarterback, Josh Allen? Not that one. That's some cards.
Got four balls.
Josh Allen grew up on a cantaloupe farm in California. Yo, this is a stomper.
There's a lot of stomping going on.
But not very fast. Not faster than negative approach.
I would say
waiting
slow.
For a fucking blast.
Yep. I think we're getting all mid-tempo on this one. They're changing it up. His brother usually goes faster than negative approach.
Brother's fast.
Not on this track.
Brother, what are you doing?
You can mosh it.
I'm actually impressed because sometimes there's bands who go fast and can only do that.
I mean, straight up, I only like this. I didn't like the Brother material I heard before this. Mm-hmm. Give me more stomp.
Vocals are really strong, actually. I like this a lot. Ooh, I think we might get a mosh. Let's see if it's PK mosh approved.
Still only two-step in.
Mm. Yeah, the two-step's not really going over in Albany that well.
No, we never two-stepped the way that other places did. I mean, obviously, some people did, but...
Poorly. Yeah, that's really cool.
That's the comp? That's 18 songs?
18 songs.
Seems impossible.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Is that what it was? All right, fuck it.
I really dig that.
Yo, all right, what was the standout track? Or tracks?
I like Hands of God.
You mean Holy
That's
Hands?
Not
Holy
Hands.
Hands.
You're such a poser.
He's just fucking. He really, he liked Holy Hands, but he also wanted to proclaim today that he likes Hands of God.
I still haven't heard it.
I know.
That's the gimmick.
I was trying to give you an out right there. Holy Hands is great. That Pummel track was great to start it.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by Jinx. And Springtide. Darklands was great.
When you say the word Springtide, I get angrier.
It's Springtide.
Springtide.
God, it's trying to provoke me.
What about Springtide?
I don't like it. No, he's shaking his head at me. This is really popping. All right, keep going.
Free Song was dope.
Free Song was cool.
The Free One I know, though. That's one I know.
That's one of their... Yeah. Yeah. I like that song a lot.
Restraining Order Rules.
That entire... Yeah, this was a...
Very, very, very good comedy.
Yo, like very low... No low raters. All right, you guys ready for the over-unders and you guys can settle up?
Yes.
Mosh Parts, over-under. Tom said 22. Patrick said 16. I said 14. We had...
4.
6. I win.
Fuck.
Very Fast Parts. Patrick said 10. Tom said 8. Bob said 5. We had 2.
Holy shit.
I win.
Atomic Action. What kind of fucking shit is
this?
He's
doing the math. I don't know if I trust him.
Yeah, I know. It's a little...
Well, you guys can listen, go to the recording.
Our pet and
we can listen to the recording.
We need to bring some outside auditors in
here. Yeah, exactly.
Non-core. Tom said 1. Patrick said 2. Bob said 3. There were 4... I win.
Bob definitely listened to this.
No, I definitely didn't. I really didn't. And Never Heard. Patrick said 7. Tom said 9. I said 6. There were...
Probably only 4, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got it on the... So I swept. Thank
you,
guys.
Wow. Good sweep.
Appreciate it. You can leave your payments at the door. And
it's easy. You know, it's so cool. Like when you have the answers ahead of time. When you have your friend take the test, the period before you.
For sure.
I swear on John Elway that I did not hear this comp before right now.
Bob,
and I'm very happy because I've been saying it's a good comp for
it's
a while.
Very good. So.
Would you look up that Holy Hands, see what is
Let's
out?
See what else
Holy
is
Hands
going
of
on.
God?
I'm going to try to pump this a little bit. The Holy Hands of God. And the Virgin
Holding Mary. Hands
and,
with God.
And the Virgin Mary.
Let's see what Holy Hands says.
You going to throw him a bone? Maybe let him play okay. with the drug charges?
Oh, okay. Yo, they actually have a slew of releases, actually. 2016 demo, Sweet Love, which is, let's see this, a 4-song EP.
Are they on like they a farm in Rhode Island that they don't get
New
out?
Bedford.
New Bedford.
Oh, they have what looks like a full length called New Magnetic from 2017.
You got a full length playing that type of music? I don't know you.
And Holy Hand, another full length from November 22nd, 2019. So pretty new, called Ignition Songs. This is ex and current members of Sweet Jesus, Fiddlehead, Intent to Injure, Daltonic, Broken, and Fault. So Adam Gonzalez, Ryan Parker, Evan White. That's cool. So everyone should check that out at holyhandsmusic.bandcamp.com. Yeah, we'll do it for when you get back from fucking Cambodia. Good one. Good joke, guy.
These guys hate my Cambodian.
Hopefully Eric likes it as much as you do.
These guys love Cambodia.
Eric, you're hired.
Eric's right. Just on his Switch going, I don't know, what is this?
You know, Eric the other day was like, I don't think I can be on Axe to Grind anymore.
Why not?
He says because he feels so alienated from hardcore at the moment.
Oh, that's
because
okay.
He hates going to shows. And I was like, half our audience probably hates going to fucking shows.
We'll have the intervention with them. We were supposed to do the intervention with Brian Murray.
Because
he's still
listening to fucking Marauder nonstop. And if you give Eric something new, he likes it. But he just has no interest in going to shows. And actually,
man, you're like 14. Get over yourself.
Tom, I think it was the Drug Church show which broke him.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
I can't
hardly wait part 2.
Yeah, I think he was like there's
Nick
too,
and Nora go to a hardcore show.
He's like there's too many there's too many like kids. I think he feels old. Yeah, I know. LOL.
I'm like fucking 15
right,
years old
right.
in this asshole.
I mean LOL for sure, right? But but talk to him about it. Okay, we're done. That was nice.
Done. That was great.
It was cool. Buy that
Atomic Action Records does lots of good stuff. Please check them out. Support all our sponsors. Buy this comp.
Peace. Goodbye, everybody.